It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hey Ben, how are you going?
Hi Alice, I'm good.
That's good to hear. What film are we looking at?
Today we're looking at The Neon Demon by Nicholas Winding Refn, I believe that's
Yeah. I remember this movie coming out. I remember it as very memorable because a lot of people really didn't like it.
No. It's interesting. It's actually got a rotten, or just rotten, just slightly above critical score on Rotten Tomatoes, which is interesting.
Is that like a around a 50 or lower?
I think it's around a 60. I know it's above 50, I think, but it still says it's rotten. I'm not exactly sure how Rotten Tomatoes works, but I do usually take a glance at it before watching a movie.
Right. I don't always agree with Rotten Tomatoes, but it gives you just sort of a ballpark of what people are thinking about a film.
Yeah. Well, it's more accurate, I think, with the modern movies. If you start to look at movies from like further back in time, they're either like needlessly romanticized or in general, it's a bit less accurate if you go back in time.
Totally. Well, what did you think of it?
Neon Demon. Well, maybe we should talk a bit what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Neon Demon stars Elle Fanning. She is a young, aspiring model who moves to LA and quickly gets all sorts of praise and opportunities and advantages because of her beauty. But other people begin to become jealous of her because of those natural good looks that she's so quickly becoming loved for. So it's a movie about kind of vapidness, I guess, shallow beauty, you know, like, oh, it's all about being beautiful on the outside. But it's endlessly stylish from start to end. Every frame is beautiful. They spend a lot of time messing with color and light and shadow. It's kind of got one foot out of reality the whole movie. It's all like meditative and slow and beautiful. I think it's more like it's got a big toe out of reality, and then occasionally it'll just jump full body into that kind of unreality, crazy dream nightmare world, and it'll be freaky as. And that's probably one of the reasons that it has such a decisive kind of polarizing opinion about it.
Yeah, I have seen it. I remember it really reminded me of like a music video, a lot of it, because it would just be the very strong visuals.
Yeah, I believe Nicholas Winding Refn got his start in music videos. He's a very visual director.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of these kind of, David Fincher, I think, also did that. This kind of new generation of stylish MTV, you know, very flashy, you know, image-based directors who become very good directors in their own right, you know, get this kind of start.
Yeah.
Spike Lee, I think. Oh, wait, no, one of them. Spike Jones. Spike Lee.
One of the Spikes.
Spike Jones. Yeah, Spike Lee is the one who did Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Not him. Spike Jones.
I remember that really visual element, but also in other ways I found it a little bit difficult to watch.
Yes, well, I tried to get my mum to watch it with me, and she kind of rejected it outright. She saw Elle Fanning. She was like, oh, this is good. Fashion. Sure, why not? And then she read the bottom of the box. It said R18, violence, sex, necrophilia. And she was like, I'll just watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, so we've got the Ben's mum review. She was not so into it.
Ben's mum thumbs down without having seen it. But, I mean, yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why people didn't enjoy it, because there is kind of this clash between these incredibly lovely, beautiful fashion scenes and then like the most horrific kind of gross out, you know, things you can imagine. And they do get pretty sickening. Like,
quite
I felt
gory.
A bit sick by the end of it.
Yeah. So who do you think would enjoy this film?
That's an interesting question. I mean, if you enjoyed Drive, which was his previous film, you'll probably enjoy this because that's another kind of stylish but also glimpses of ultra violence here and there. If you enjoy that, I would say you would enjoy this movie. I mean, I enjoyed it. I found value in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like my kind of grossy movies.
Yeah, I think if you're interested in film and you're interested in how it sort of fits within the catalog,
it'll definitely provoke a response from you.
Excellent.
I mean, and that's I mean, good or bad, whether you like it or not, that's the mark of a film that is worth watching, I think. If you really have a negative response, then you're still getting some sort of value from it, and you might really enjoy it. But I think it is a film constructed to kind of really challenge you, and I think for that it has value, definite value.
Great. Well, if that sounds like something that you want to experience, maybe you've been feeling a bit neutral and you want something to invoke a strong reaction in you, I do have a copy to give away, 309-3879. Thank you, Ben. I hope that you have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me here to talk about The Neon Demon.
Oh, thank you for remembering. I always forget to say the film name again at the end.
That was the Madman DVD review.